Greetings and welcome to Fountain of Life's Daily Inspirations. This is Philip Hodson again, and we'll be continuing here. If you've been on the last few days, we'll be continuing here with the study of the love chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and one that I think most of us know well and one that's been quoted very often, I'd say, next to Psalm 23 and probably John 3:16, that this is very likely, at least excerpts of this chapter are some of the best-known verses in the secular world, let alone the Christian world. And so, anyway, I think there's a message in here that's more beautiful than what is often seen. Though love is beautiful, love is amazing, the thing we can't miss is love is God. And God is love. He who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. He that's not motivated by love, who's not filled with the love of God, constrained by the love of God, who is not led to exercise his gifts by the love of God, is but a clanging cymbal, an obnoxious sound of wrangling brass. He can do nothing. It profits him nothing. He is nothing apart from love. All the gifts flowing apart from the love of God flowing through the heart profit us absolutely nothing. Now we're going to continue on. For the sake of, I guess, just some clarity, you know, I have taken these verses that we're reading through now and I've actually expounded upon them. It's my own amplified Bible, I guess you could say, in a sense. I've taken the words and defined them. And so I'm going to do that here as we open up in this, and we'll begin there in verse 4. It says, charity suffereth long, endures long, is patient, is kind, helpful, sweet, and tender-hearted. Charity envieth not. Love does not envy and is never jealous. And then it says, charity vaunteth not itself. Charity is humble, does not boast or brag, and is not haughty, is not puffed up, is not conceited, proud, or arrogant. Does not behave itself unseemly. Charity is not rude, does not behave improperly, or speak or act inappropriately. Seeketh not her own, does not insist on her own rights or his own way, is not selfish or self-seeking, is not easily provoked, is not irritable, easily frustrated, provoked, angered, or offended. And then it says, thinketh no evil. It's not resentful, keeps no record, and takes no account of wrongs he has suffered. Thinks no evil, keeps no account of any wrongs, walks through and sees a person as if they never did a thing wrong to him. Keeps no record, no account of wrong suffered, and does not bear a grudge of resent. Lord, make us more like you. In all those things, we could say God endures long and is patient. God is kind and helpful, sweet and tender-hearted. God does not envy and is never jealous. God is humble, does not boast, brag. God is not haughty, not conceited, proud, or arrogant. God is not rude. He does not behave improperly or speak or act inappropriately. God does not insist on his own rights or his own way, and he's not selfish or self-seeking. God is not irritable, easily frustrated, provoked, angered, or offended. God is not resentful, keeps no record, and takes no account of wrongs against himself. And we go on to verse 6, and he says, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Does not gloat over other men's sins, or when others are in trouble, and finds no joy in things wrong or evil. Doesn't rejoice in iniquity. He doesn't look and see his enemy get what he asked for and look and say, yeah, I guess he just got what he deserved. You know, this isn't the heart of God. It's not the heart of God when he sees somebody fall. The heart of God when he sees somebody fall, and we see it there in the story of the Good Samaritan, as we call it, and as we see that man that's going from Jerusalem down to Jericho, and he falls among thieves in his trip, and we don't know why he was there, or what he was doing, or if he was leaving, you know, as we see he's leaving the holy place, the place where God dwells, the city of the great king, and he's going down to a cursed city, and there on the way he falls among thieves, and he's beaten and left to die on the side of the road. We don't see this Samaritan man who we see as the closest embodiment of Jesus Christ, as Jesus teaches and says, this man was a neighbor to him. We don't see him look and say, look, he got what he deserved. We see a priest that walks by. We see a Levite that walks by and looks and goes the other way. But we see a Samaritan man that walks and sees and takes care of him with his own resources, puts him on his own donkey, takes him to an inn, treats him, binds up his wounds, pays for his inn, leaves and says, if there's anything else, I'll pay for it. And ministers to the man of his own resources, on his own expense. A man he likely never knew, and a man that may have been doing something wrong. And his heart reaches out in compassion. He didn't look at him and say, look, he got what he deserved. Look at those pathetic people. You know, how do we respond? How do we act? How do we see others? Oh, Lord, help us. Make us more like you. Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Rejoices when right prevails and truth is spoken. Lord, make us more like you. We pray in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you.